This on-demand stream of the annual gratitude program is made possible by Albina Holdings, a proud sponsor of all classical radio. Albina Holdings is a family business that served the Northwest for 5 generations and over 120 years. They wish you and yours a happy holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm John Pittman, Director of Music and Programming at All Classical Radio. And welcome to the Gratitude Program, an hour-long program where we hear from our community of listeners, sharing messages of gratitude with special dedications and music for Thanksgiving. This beloved annual tradition was started a decade ago by Suzanne Nance, our president and CEO and on-air host of 10 years, who has entrusted me in hosting this year. I am honored to carry on this tradition, and I'm looking forward, as I hope you are too, to a beautiful program today. The Gratitude Program would not be possible without the generous support of two local businesses. Albina Holdings, proud to sponsor the annual Gratitude Program on All Classical Radio. A family business, Albina Holdings has served the Northwest for 5 generations and over 120 years. They wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. And by Rose Villa, a nonprofit single-site continuing care retirement community in Portland, offering older adults the support they need to live with purpose, autonomy, and independence. The community at Rose Villa wish you a peaceful and happy Thanksgiving.
I'm grateful for amazing and constant friends who have surrounded and supported me in a very challenging year that included the death of my spouse and hip surgery.
Coming together to celebrate over a meal is our love language. So it's with great joy that we share this holiday with family and friends who've traveled thousands of miles to join us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Through the beauty of music, All Classical Radio reaches we who live on the Central Oregon coast every day. As a church musician, I am most grateful for this God-given opportunity to listen. Thank you, Judith Gibbons.
I am grateful that I have a secure home, a job that I enjoy, enough food, and good health insurance. I am also grateful for my children who give me hope for the future in these challenging times. They are each in their own particular way sensible citizens, helpful friends, and enjoyable company. And I am grateful for All Classical bringing music to us 24 hours a day, plus the on-air hosts and the staff behind the scenes who make it all happen.
Much of our world and our country in chaos, we are so very grateful for the constancy, quality, and dedication of All Classical Radio to provide an oasis of beauty and peace, as well as some humor thrown in. I am grateful for the opportunity, the challenge, and the joy of participating in some of the best choral music available anywhere, and for an oasis of beauty, sensitivity, constancy, and excellence. I am profoundly grateful for choral conductors, voice teachers, musical instrument teachers, and everyone who makes their work accessible and available to me and our larger community. Thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm thankful for my sister Holly, who fell off Mount Hood right before Halloween and she is doing a lot better. I mean, and she's helped me a lot through the years, and I'm thankful for my sisters and brothers, and my oldest sister, Bonnie, who, without her, I don't think I'd be here, but she's been phenomenal. Forgot to mention my friend Gabriel, who is an angel from heaven. I'm very thankful because she's spiritual, she's positive, and she makes me think twice about things. But she's like a diamond on the beach that you never find. In a million years, you'd never find. But you found her. So thank you so much, and look forward to hearing more about other people's lives. Okay, thank you. Bye.
My name is Heather, and I've lived in the Pacific Northwest for 26 years. A few years after I moved here as a 20-something, I met my dear friend Betty, who was at the time in her 60s. She shared so much with me, including membership in a church choir for several years and an introduction to the wonders of all classical radio. She knows so much about music. She's pretty much the reason why I listen to all classical every day, because she would always have it on when I visited her. In the early 2000s, we started going to the opera and had seats together for years, watching so many amazing productions. So this Thanksgiving season, well, every Thanksgiving, really, I'm very thankful for my friend Betty in Lake Oswego.
I am grateful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died to enable us to live free of sin and to love one another. Also, my husband, Dick, who is a great leader and companion. Also, all my friends and family. Also, all classical radio with John Burke, Crystal, and John Pipkin, whose great is history of pieces. We started listening to all classical radio in the 1970s and early 1980s when we lived in Portland. And we loved it then, and we supported it then. I also wanted to request a piece from Madame Butterfly. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
I'm very thankful that I finally found someone to help me fix my house and my yard. His name is Tim, and he's very nice, and he's fun, and he's affordable. Wow, what a great combination. Of course, I'm thankful to God and to Jesus, and I also am thankful for your music. I really appreciate it. And anything Chopin is fine by me. My name is Joy, and I listen from Kansas City. Thank you.
Robin, and I'm especially grateful to my parents, Roger and Phyllis, who instilled in us a beautiful love of classical music of all kinds, and a special love for the outdoors and the creatures who live there. My sisters and I will be thinking of both of them, who have both passed away, and being grateful for the way we were raised. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate in Portland, and this year I am particularly grateful for annual mammograms and my cancer treatment team at Kaiser. So I want to wish all of them a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you guys for the music. Bye-bye.
My name is Robert Just, and I'm in Toronto, Canada. And I'm particularly thankful for music in general. I'm a mandolin student, and my teacher and I have a lot of fun. I've been taking lessons for the past 8 years now, and I enjoy that very much indeed. And I enjoy singing, and I enjoy community social activities. I'm thankful for all this. Thank you very much indeed. So long for now.
Abby Eller, and I am grateful for the fact that my husband of 51 years and myself have the joy and privilege of sharing our love of classical music together by listening during the day and evening to all classical radio and the wonderful music that you play. Thanks for providing it. Bye.
Yes, my name is Joe Mendez, and even though I lost my wife a year ago, on November 24th last year, I'm grateful, instead of looking back and seeing how sad I am, I'm grateful that we had 32 wonderful years together, which comes out to 11,680 days. Thank you very much, and God bless.
My name is Patty, and I am calling because from the moment I heard you were doing the gratitude line, I thought of Wendy Bamonte. She is our choir director at our church, Lake Grove Presbyterian, and I am so grateful for her this year especially. She has gone through a very hard time, and she's been there for us through the whole thing. I just can't say enough about how kind she is and how much I appreciate it. Thank you for this opportunity to tell you how grateful I am for Wendy Bamonte. Bye.
Hi, this is Ned Witte. I am calling for my wife Mary and myself from Little Deer Isle, Maine, about as far across the country as you can get from Portland, Oregon. I'm calling, though, with gratitude for All Classical. It wakens us every morning here at 4 a.m., and I hear Leb talking about his starting the day and getting things going at 1 a.m. in Portland, and it helps us to get started. We love Webb so much, and we also want to shout out Brandy Parisi as well, who we have a great appreciation for. So many friends also in Portland that we miss and can't wait to see again. We will be out in December and cannot wait to connect with everyone. Thank you, All Classical, for making our days better every day.
Since 1958, I have been able to pick up classical radio across this country. I am grateful for the big cities that acknowledge the need for classical radio, who create a platform from which classical music is played.
I am grateful for poets who paint our world with beautiful words, especially Amrita Sky Blaine, Paul Ann Peterson, poet Tom Crawford, who died in 2018, Penelope Scambly Schott, Kim Stafford, Naomi Shihab Nye, and poet James Cruz. And I have a poem by Daniel Sketch Mills that I would like to read. It's entitled, Let Us Give Thanks. Let us give thanks for forests who remember us, woods we wandered, trusting trees for trails, paths we prayed to, no less than a god for guidance, trunks who rooted us, in the years of standing still it takes to be more deeply grounded, spouses, parents, friends, and for Buddha, who was right, to understand everything is to forgive everything. Life and landscape, language and lament, is there anything we don't inherit? Listen, what is Sibelius's Andante Festivo, if not this sunrise set to music? Gratitude, if not praise, for this and every bird who doesn't land long enough for us to name it. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Listen to the local news and good music segments on KBPS from Benson Polytechnic School. Mother donated to them and had one of their t-shirts. She passed it on to me and I eventually wore it out. Mother died just short of 107 years old, still a fan of classical music, and my wife and I have since picked up the reins as sustainers. So my gratitude goes to my mother, Lois Campbell, who raised her kids to love all kinds of music, church choir, singing in the car on the way to the beach, international holiday music, folk and classical, both on the new LP records and on radio. Thank you, All Classical, for this opportunity to speak our gratitude. My mother's favorite hymn was This Is My Song, with words written by Lloyd Stone and George Harkness in the 1930s to the music of Finlandia by Sibelius, written in 1899. Would you play either the hymn with a choral group or else, an orchestral rendition of Finlandia for me in her memory.
This is my song. This is my home.
The Stirring Strains of Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. Its inspiring hymn theme is the unofficial anthem for Finland, and it inspired a choral hymn in this country called This Is My Song, which we also heard in this last segment of the Gratitude Program. The poem read by Kenneth, which referenced another Sibelius work, the Andante Festivo, was by Daniel Scatch Mills. Let us give thanks. Such a beautiful and appropriate poem to hear in this hour of gratitude on All Classical Radio. I'm John Pittman, and thank you again for all the beautiful, heartfelt, touching messages these listeners took the time and care to send in. There are more who live by the attitude of gratitude and music, your classical favorites, and special appearances from Bobby McFerrin, and even the musical Mamma Mia. You can't miss these. And stories that are sure to tug your heartstrings. As the one who's hosting and producing this program, I have to encourage you to keep your tissue box within reach. Our thanks to local family-run business Albina Holdings, proud to sponsor the annual Gratitude Program on All Classical Radio. And by Rose Villa, a nonprofit single-site continuing care retirement community in Portland. These longtime local businesses that love and support the arts and All Classical Radio want to wish you and yours a peaceful and happy Thanksgiving. As the second half gets underway, I want to introduce you to two very special young voices of our sister channel, ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. They are brothers, 12-year-old Riker and 8-year-old Max, and they want to tell you what they are grateful for.
Hello, my name is Max, and I'm 9 years old. I am grateful for my family, my pets, ICANN, and my food. My favorite food is fried rice.
Hello, my name is Riker, and I'm 12 years old. This year for Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for my family and all the things that they do for me, and all the wonderful memories that we had. I'm also thankful for basketball, one of my favorite sports to play. Another thing that I'm thankful for is the wonderful music that gets played on All Classical every day, and all the music that I sing in my choir. One of my favorite songs to sing is The Mag and Nunc, King's College Service by Joanna Forbes Lestrange.
I am so grateful that God in heaven has sustained me throughout all of this, relocating to the Pacific Northwest right before the pandemic, surviving and waiting for hip replacement surgery, and doing so extremely well afterwards. But, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful for the ability for my faith to be maintained and in God and grow, and to be able to share it with others, and to also be able to engage in, with the grace of God,
continued Good Samaritan EMS rescues. I do a lot of them since relocating out here. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless everybody.
Hi, I am a social worker in Portland, and I am grateful to the city of Portland because of everything that it provides to me. It provides the gorgeous spring, the colorful fall, the trees everywhere, the waterfalls all over the place, the affordable housing that I can get my patients into, just everything in the whole world. This city offers so, so much. And I listen to your station quite a bit, and I'm grateful to your station as well. I'm grateful to a lot of stations that are on air. This city has it all. Thank you so much.
Hello. My name is Dennis, and I retired this past year in July as a hospice chaplain. I just wanted to express my deep gratitude for all those who work in hospice care. Nurses, social workers, home health aides, office support, and chaplains who provide such compassionate and loving support of folks on their end-of-life journeys. Also, to those countless souls and spirits over the years who have taught me so much about living in their brave and peaceful dying. I received far more than I ever gave. And for that, I am so deeply grateful.
I am a bus driver. I was driven the free shuttle in Washington Park. Unfortunately, during my break, while walking to the restroom, I fell and broke my left femur, my left leg. I'm grateful to all the people who got me to Good Sam to deal with the emergency. I am grateful to the staff at the hospital, the surgeons from Oregon Sports Medicine and Lake Oswego, and especially the staff at Marquis Piedmont, a skilled nursing facility, for overseeing my recovery and attempt to get back home. I hope to work again. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am most grateful this year for friends because it is those people out there who relate to me and love me and I love them and relate to them that are pulling me through this very dark, dark time that we're living in. And I read this morning the beautiful lyrics of the Bobby McFerrin song, Friends, where he says the problems that we face are easier to take when you have friends to share the ways and how you know that they will share the load. And the final refrain, nothing comes even close to what we treasure most than to be with friends. And so that is my gratitude for this year. And thank you. Bye for now.
Treasuries, one is most preciously kept in my heart, and that's the loyalty of friends and family gathered round, making joyous sounds, familiar voices warm the heart. I found myself alone and feeling blue, but I knew what to do. I phoned my friends in melancholy fluent wind. Sometimes I'm filled with doubt, something will chase it out. Is having friends the faith will win it out?
Hi, I'm thankful for the music I hear on All Classical. I love music, and I consider All Classical to be an extension in my own music library, which is already very extensive. My music request is by ABBA, perhaps it's performed by the Mamma Mia musical. Much of what's said in the song is what All Classical does, I think. One line from the song says, what would life be without a song? Well, All Classical gives us a lot of songs throughout the day, and for that, I'm truly thankful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing.
thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be? Without a song or a dance, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be? Without a song or a dance, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
This is Dave, calling from the Concord Adult Care Home. I'm especially grateful for John Burke's programming and for Saturday Matinee, which will soon be replaced by the Met. And I'd like to request a quadrille by Johann Strauss.
Grateful this year for my dear friend Ruman, who survived a heart attack just a couple of months ago. He was my first friend here when I arrived in Portland just over 5 years ago, and he introduced me to All Classical Radio. We spend a lot of time together enjoying the beautiful music and programming. Please play Ina Klein and Nach music for him. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I am grateful for so many things. It's hard to pick out one to mention. But in this context, I would like to say, as a resident of Portland for most of the last 50 years, I am very grateful for All Classical Radio, especially because you are so effective in keeping alive the great history and tradition of our classical music richness with your recordings of music by J.S. Bach, George Handel, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, and so on. Thank you for providing this great wealth to all of us who listen to your radio programs. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is John Onstad, and I get to be a bass trombonist in Orchestra Nova, Bighorn Brass, and the Northwest Trombone Collective. What I'm especially grateful for this year is, of course, my family, my friends, and colleagues that I get to perform with. And I'm especially grateful also for All Classical FM. They have been and continue to be fantastic supporters of local performers here in the Portland metro area. They've been fantastic to work with over the years, and I'm grateful that they give all of us as musicians a place to showcase our groups and upcoming performances. I wish you all a blessed Thanksgiving and a wonderful holidays ahead.
I'm exceedingly grateful to be a citizen of the greatest nation ever yet established in history. Such a nation as alone may encourage the prosperity of a cultural service like All Classical Radio, providing incomparable humanizing and civilizing services on a worldwide basis, contributes mightily to our beloved nation's value to the rest of the world. R.L. Randolph.
I'm Julia Lansbury from Yuma, Arizona, and I am most grateful for my partner of so many decades who has really made my life a rich experience. And I'm grateful, too, for All Classical. We enjoy the music every day, and it fills our lives with joy. I would love particularly to request a bit of the second movement of Brahms' Opus 18, String Sextet Number 1 in B minor. It's such a lovely piece. Thanks so much. Thank you.
One of the things I am most grateful for this year, and actually most years, is the joy and peace that classical music creates for me. I've been a classical music lover for over 40 years, but more recently it has become even more important. The stresses and disruptions created first by COVID and more recently by political upheavals have been the source of much continuing stress and discomfort. Offsetting this stress is often best achieved by listening to really good classical music. In this regard, I particularly want to thank and be grateful to All Classical Portland. All Classical has become one of my favorites in the 8 to 9 hours of listening I do every day. I've come to really value All Classical because of its excellent musical taste, its delightfully low-key but very informed announcers, and its low-key but significant community commitment, period. I've even come to enjoy the long station identification sequences. They initially annoyed me as you went through your whole catalog of 6 or 7 stations, but now it seems like I'm hearing old friends. Thanks again for preserving my calm and balance in a very stressful world with your excellent music.
I am thankful for 35 years with my late husband, Sam, who brought a different point of view and a quirky sense of humor to our life together. His first experience with classical music was through his math master, Mr. Arundale, in England. Mr. Arundale always played classical music during lessons, and a surprising amount of it stuck with Sam even 50 or 60 years later. He especially enjoyed Nusum Dorma from Turandot, and it would be wonderful to hear that played in Sam's memory. Thank you, Sam, for our life together, and love to you always.
A rather long gratitude message. Almost 25 years ago, when John Pittman, Robert McBride, and Sean Yu were the primary hosts, their voices and the music played got me through some very, very hard times. Since then, all of the hosts have done the same through COVID, hard political times, and tough personal times. Here are some of the specific reasons I'm grateful. John Burke, your teasing banter with John Pittman and Edmund Stone each pledge drive, and the comment you recently shared about Dvorak and Desert Islands are amazing. I cannot now get Dvorak out of my mind, and I'm becoming a Dvorak aficionado. Warren Black, your charming sense of humor and your inclusion of accordions and accordionists pull me in each moment you are on air. Dylan Bodnarek, I hear your confidence growing as host each month you're on air. You seem so grounded now and able to reach out to us. Lev Borgerson, happy to hear about all the overseas subscribers turning in a late night. Good team member, and I'm very, very grateful. Adam Eccleston, loving your general presence here in the Portland area with all the venues you play in and all the young people you mentor. Cody Raven Morris, you are my PSU colleague. Joy follows wherever you go. You can ask me for anything, and I will have a hard time saying no. You're modeling what it means to be community, to build community. Andrea Murray, thank you for your calm voice over late nights. Brandy Parisi, thank you for stepping into so many time slots with your gentle voice. PCC is also lucky to have you there. John Pittman, thank you for serving as a community elder, shaping how all classical managers change. Edmund Stone, thank you for your amazing shows and ability to duel with John Pittman over who knows best, Star Trek fans or Star Wars fans. Krista Wessel, how many times has your laugh transcended the airwaves and pulled some of us out of doldrums and self-pity? Your interactions with Warren Black charm us all, as do your stories of marimba learning and French horn support. You're the extrovert anchor for the station. Thank you. And Suzanne Nance, thank you for your amazing leadership this past decade. The volume of programs, creativity, and successful moves can only happen with a leader at the helm. Best wishes in your new adventure across the pond. I am so grateful to all of you. Thank you.
This program is played with gratitude for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for gathering around this music. And thank you for supporting All Classical Radio. Special thanks to my colleagues for helping to make this program possible, including Allison Fuller, Andre Murray, Josh Espinoza, Todd Dolanek, and a special thanks to our longtime director of underwriting, Eric Bainey, sending our thanks to Eric for over 25 years of service to this locally supported classical music network, including the Gratitude Program. I am extremely grateful to Albina Holdings for stepping up again this year to support this program. And welcome also Rose Villa. I'm grateful to our volunteers, our community advisory group and board of directors, and our entire staff here at All Classical Radio. And most of all, thank you, everyone who called in a message of gratitude, a dedication, or a special request. I'm looking forward to the joy, comfort, and peace through music that we can share in the days ahead as we celebrate the magic of the holiday season. From all of us at All Classical Radio, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in to the Gratitude Program. And remember that in the days ahead, you can listen to this show on demand in our audio archive. Listen at allclassical.org. All of us here at All Classical Radio wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.